Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis, the group of many who speak as one. And here to introduce you to Galexis is the channel, Ginger Metro.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis. My name is Ginger, and I channel Galexis. Galexis is a group of beings from many places and levels who speak as one. If you're not acquainted with Galexis, please check out our website, which is galexisspirit.com. I've been channeling Galexis for over 20 years now, and Galexis is always telling people to take their power back and to respect who they are and own their divinity. And so that's why we named this show The Path of Power, because when we can take our power back, we can dream a new reality for ourselves, for those we love, and for the world. The Path of Power is on every first and third Monday, so next week we'll be Tall Cat Psychic in this same time spot. If you would like our free newsletter and access to Galexis articles as they come out, and so forth, please feel free to go to the website and sign up for our free newsletter. And check out the calendar as well. Some of the CDs that titles of things that Galexis has done are very popular, and you might find it really fun to explore the website, and especially the one on healing your relationship with money is really quite popular. And there's quite a few that you might find really interesting, particularly at this time on the planet. We'd like feedback on this show, so if you have any ideas about it or any suggestions, please go to the website, thegalexisspirit.com, and let us know about that as well. And if you live in the L.A. area or you know someone who does, that might be interested in Galexis, please know that on every Wednesday night through the month of March and probably continuing after that, we have a Wednesday night evening, only $10 for 2 hours of intense healing, clearing, love, energies, and so on with Galexis in person. So if you want to know more about that, you click on the calendar on any Wednesday night, and all the details will be there. So now I'm going to head into trance. Galexis will be with you shortly, and they'll present the message for today. And then they'll open the show for you to call in with your questions on any topic. The phone number to call in on is 877-876-5227. And if you don't get through on that one, you might want to call 888-815-9756. Now, I'm going to be quiet for a few seconds, and then Galexis will be with you. Now, don't worry, I haven't gone away. It's just that I need to go into trance, and there's a transition time. So anyway, goodbye from me until next time, and Galexis will continue and complete and finish the program. So I hope you have a really wonderful time today with Galexis. So bye for now. All right, we are here, and we are Galexis, and welcome to today's Path of Power. We want to talk today about opening to possibility, opening the doors of possibility. Now, undoubtedly, possibility is very easy for many people to think about, to explore, to imagine, to dream, to hope for, etc. But to get that possibility to come into physical plane reality, to open the doors to new levels of opportunity, you have to, in a way, be able to connect with and work with the energies of possibility. You have to know what it's about, right? Now, at this particular time on the planet, with all the change and the chaos and the craziness that's going on, no one knowing where the economy is going to go, most people fearing that it's going to really tank out, and there's going to be all these people homeless, and there's going to be all sorts of unfortunate misery ahead. It really serves you. It really helps you to get through this time, to know about possibility, to know how to handle that chaos, to know how to move through the uncertainty into the light. Now, we've talked about handling the chaos. We've even discussed uncertainty on this radio show. If you want to hear our discussions on that, please feel free to go to bbsradio.com and check the archives, because the old shows are indeed there. But as you come out of chaos, as you begin to imagine, as you begin to seek something more, something bright, something light, you want to open up the doors of possibility. You want to open up and allow some magic to flow into your life, the synchronicities of things. Now, in order to get to magic, you have to be able to step outside three-dimensional reality into the fourth dimension and tap into, if only temporarily, or just tap into the essence of a fifth dimension. Now, a lot of people think that because you live in a three-dimensional reality, that, and it's very, very solid, that the fourth dimension should be solid, that the fifth dimension should be solid. But we would suggest that solidity, physical solidity, is part of the construction of what we call the illusion. And you know from the Asian teachings, from the Buddhist teachings, and from the Hindu teachings, for example, very common for them to point out that physical plane is indeed illusion. It's really hard to, for most people to get that, living in the physical plane, because your science and the way people function in the physical plane is as if it is real. But as we have said before, this is actually due to your most phenomenal capacity to manifest illusion, because you have done it so well that you've created illusion that's so real you've even fooled yourself. So here you are in this amazing illusion that uses the qualities of, the sensings, the aspects of physical plane materiality. But the fourth and fifth dimension are not physical in the same sense that this illusion is. They're outside, in a way, the illusion. They are not limited by physicality. However, in order for you to bring a reality to manifest into your illusion, which to you thinks you often feel that makes it real, makes it physical and real, and in your world, in your life, that you can touch, that you can measure, that you can experience. You have to go and work with fourth and fifth dimension. Now, you do that already. The point is to use it consciously and deliberately. You do it already because you have certain things known as beliefs. You have attitudes. You have intentions. You have a lot of things that you work with, aspects of yourself that you play with, lots of things having to do with the emotional impact of things in what you feel about things. And, of course, the beliefs that you picked up from your parents, from your society, your culture. Perhaps these are the most damaging as far as limitations. But we want you to understand that all these beliefs and all this imagination and all these feelings and all this kind of stuff, a lot of this intangible stuff actually comes from higher dimensions. You may think that that your thoughts and your feelings and so forth are part of, you know, something that is intangible but right here in the physical plane. Yes, and so is time, the fourth dimension. So is space, part of the fourth dimension. So is imagination, part of the fifth dimension. Anytime you imagine, you go up and tap something in the fifth dimension. And in order to manifest it in the third dimension of your physical plane, you have to pull it through the fourth. You have to pull it through time and orient it, intend it, and place it in time space so that it'll show up where you are here in the illusion rather than some other point in your illusion. You want it to show up where you want it. You know, so you've got to know your time-space coordinates, right? So you have to work with time. However, as part of your illusion, you created the illusion of time, all right? In that illusion of time and space, you gave yourself kind of a gap. Now, in space, you gave yourself a gap to where you have to get into a car, say, and go across town to get to some place that's several miles away, space, right? And it takes time to get there. You also set it up to where you can send out a thought or a feeling or an intention or a request for a manifestation, and it takes time to bring it to you. Now, this is part of your belief system. You've constructed a belief that time is one of these kinds of elusive, intangible things, and that you've made time as real as you can, as material as you can. In order to open up to possibility, though, you have to be able to go to fifth dimension, to be able to open to imagination, and you have to open to magic, which is, in essence, utilizing the fourth dimension, that time-space intersection, and bringing something to yourself, bam, just like so. Something that almost miraculously occurs, a kind of a synchronicity, lining certain events up in your physical plane so that they kick in where you are. All right? Now, in order to do that, you have to stretch beyond linear consciousness. Linear consciousness is logic. Now, you humans have an absolute love affair with logic. You love logic. You'll take courses in logic. You'll train in the educational system to learn logic backwards and forwards, and that's the only way of perceiving reality. And those of you who are very creative, intuitive, psychic, you find this tremendously inhibiting. And yet, you feel obligated to learn and to function through linearity. Because if you don't, you're judged, you're excluded, you're pushed away, you're laughed out. You see, oh, you're just, you know, up in the ozone, you're not really here. You know, they laugh at you. But you can be very much here, be very much in your imagination, and you can open to tremendous opportunities and to possibilities you would not have imagined before if, by staying present as well, that you open to moving beyond, to perceiving beyond linear logic, to allow yourself to imagine what your life would be like if nothing was in sequence, if nothing was in logic, if all that sense of order that you've had, all the routines and everything like that, were just thrown out the window. Now, yes, you'd feel like it'd be very terrible chaos, perhaps. But on another hand, it could be very magical and freeing. Now, we're not suggesting that you go and, you know, just ditch all your routines. Some of them are very useful, you know, like sleeping and getting up and washing your face and having breakfast and things like that. Very useful. However, we want to point out that it's your sense of order, the sense that this follows that, and that this must follow that, and that this must be done first, and that what you've done in the past is what's creating what's going on right now and what's happening in the future you have no clue about. Because you do, dear ones, you do have a clue about what happens in your future. You're creating it all the time. You're creating your present to line up with what future you intend. So whatever you're doing now, right at this moment, is lining up with some kind of future, that's the normal, you might say the normal's extension, because your belief system thinks linear. This is, okay, so take where you are right now, extend it linearly, logically into the future, and you'll see what you'll end up with. But what we suggest that you do is blow that out of the water for just a little while. Give yourself an opportunity to just be in the moment, to not plan, to not worry about what's going to happen, but to sit still, perhaps, or to dance and play, or do whatever feels freeing for you, breaking your limitation of routines and order and sense of seriousness and application to achieve and all that kind of stuff, and put that aside temporarily and saying, what if I could dream anything? What if I could experience something beyond what I expect, beyond what linearly or logically I feel I can achieve in normal ways? If you can let yourself just play with that, you might find so much magic coming into your life. For those of you, for example, who are looking for a new job or employment, the tendency is for you to look for it the way you always have. But we suggest whatever it is that you're looking to obtain in your life, to create in your life, imagine it coming through magic. Imagine it coming through just synchronicities you don't know where, and you cannot control it. You must give up a sense of control. And this is why people get so spooked by it, that so many times they would rather struggle in the darkness, struggle in the chaos, flail about in panic, rather than saying, okay, I'm just going to ditch this linearity and I'm going to look to magic. I'm going to look to imagination. I'm going to look to open something that's new, a new door for me, a new possibility. Let me dream. Let me stretch. You see? If you'll let yourself go there, you'll be able to handle the emergence out of the chaos, the emergence into the light. You'll be able to bring to you those realities, those creations that you are looking to experience. All right, so we have very much enjoyed sharing this message with you. And we would like at this time to open up the phone lines for any one of you who wishes to call in and speak about this or any other topic that is interesting to you. The number here is 877-876-5227. So please, if you have a question, please call in and let's discuss whatever it is you would like. And just to, in a sense, conclude this idea or concept of opening to possibility. Oh, know that in magic, know that in fourth dimension and fifth dimension, there are no limits. What you think of as your prisons, as your limits right now, be it physical, emotional, or financial, they don't have to be there any longer. You don't have to be the same person that you have been up to this point, the person that you are now. We did a workshop on healing your relationship with yourself in which we pointed out how your identity, how your perception of yourself, how your self-image is so based on your history, on a sense of an extended continuity from your past. What if you took your self-image? What if you took your identity and switched it around and put that into the future? Right? What if your identity and identification, what if your way you saw yourself was related more to the future than to the past? What difference would that make in your life? All right, we have a caller, and hello.
Hi, Galexis, this is Althea, and I just want to say hello.
Oh, well, hello to you as well.
thank you. This topic is the very topic I wanted to discuss tonight.
Oh, and fantastic.
I have to say, sister, don't hold back. Don't hold back. I'm sold.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. So some magic ahead for you then.
Sold. It's like I sat down today and did taxes and went and had them done, and I said to myself, when taxes is over, I will look for a job.
Right.
And I don't want anything of the past, and I don't want to try it like I did in the past, because while I was able to manifest it, for me, it didn't feel like it was in divine will. It was me pushing. And
that's
I am
right.
ready, yes, to be spooked by it, yes, to have the magic by it, and yes, to allow it to create.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Now,
all
that
right.
is so new to me. To me, that's divine will, is thy will, all that stuff. So I want to ask you something.
Yes.
On the fifth dimension, when I go up to the fifth dimension, for me, it looks like color. It's this beautiful blue. There's no planets. There's no stars. I shoot out of my body, and that's where I go. And when I'm there, I get images.
Yes.
Now, are those images me creating them, or are they coming to me?
Well, it depends on what you're feeling when you're perceiving them. You see, if you're just, in a sense, in a passive kind of receptive mode, it's like you're just kind of relaxing or floating, and they're just kind of, you know, evolving to you. They're just kind of popping out of the blue to you.
Right.
Right? Literally out of the blue
right,
for
out
you.
Of the blue. I love it.
All right. If they're just kind of coming, and you don't feel kind of any distinct emotional state. You might feel some exhilaration. You might feel some freedom and space in you. But if you don't have any kind of direct intention or desire, or you're looking for anything in specific, then what comes to you, it'd be what we would call intuition.
Oh.
Okay. This is your, you know, opening to your psychic awareness. Now, we want to point out that intuition is not something that is fully formed when it comes through, because what comes through is what your frequencies are allowing and opening up. So images that come to you, they can be a jumble. They can be all sorts of stuff. They may not have really good themes or messages or be very clear for you until you learn how to interpret them, till you learn how to, in a sense, channel them through a particular filter, such as a desire or an intention.
Okay, so let's use an example. I was there, and I saw this house that you can win, and it came to me, and I was like, yeah, I mean, for sure, bow on tap, sounds great.
All right. Well, now, when you saw that image, what did you feel?
First I was confused. I saw an image because I wasn't in a place of trying to create an image. And then when I realized that that was the image I was seeing, I opened my heart and brought it to my heart and said, yes.
All right. Now, we want to point out that this image may not be literal.
Okay.
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
The images that you get are metaphorical, or they're symbolic, right?
Okay.
Now, what this means to you is you win a home, right?
Right.
As a free house.
Right.
Right? Now, what to you is, what is the meaning of house, you see? And free means, okay, there's something where you can just receive something miraculously.
Right, the magic.
Whatever that house stands for. Now,
right.
For some people, the house stands for a new self-image.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Right.
And for other people, the house may be a symbol for abundance.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And for other people, a house may be a sense of feeling that you found your place.
Uh-huh.
That you have an orientation in your life.
So you have to determine what you think it is.
Well, yeah, and it's not determined through, of course, logic, as we are pointing out.
Right.
You see, because this is totally coming from fifth dimension through the fourth dimension into you, and so as you're experiencing it, you know, you could say, okay, well, then I'm going to go and you know, get my lottery ticket or whatever.
I just filled out the form once. They sent me a reminder. I filled out twice, and then it was over. I mean, I'll know when I know. Mm-hmm. That for me, it wasn't like I just didn't say no. I guess for myself, I'm one of those logic, groomed people, educated, and I always thought, oh, you earn, you save, you did this, you that, and whatever, and you know you. Then you slowly get your way up the kind of food chain type thing. And I'm realizing I've been going about it, well, that's very nice and rewarding and pat, pat, pat. It's not freeing.
Oh, no, it's very plodding.
Yeah, it's plodding.
It's like you plod and you have to kind of work your way through the mud and the muck and the mire.
It's terrible.
Oh, yeah, it's very deadening to the spirit and soul.
It is, because the spirit is creative. And so for me, that house was the house simply was saying yes to magic.
It is. And for you, we would say that symbolically what it says is that allow yourself to open up to more magic than you would even expect, because the amount, the level of magic that you could actually anticipate are little synchronicities. You know, you can already anticipate some little ones. You know, like you're in traffic and you miraculously get a green light and you show up at your destination, you know, in time, even though you started late, you know, something like that. That creates a synchronicity for you. Or that you're thinking of somebody that you want to talk with and they call you.
When I thought I was going to move, because an image came to my mind in December of me in a home. It was different than my home. It wasn't the dream home, but it was me in a home. I thought, okay, I'm getting the signal to move, and I prepped my house the first 2 months of January, February. And then I asked for three signs, and one of them was an owl on my home hooting, and it didn't come that evening. And I didn't beat myself up, and I certainly didn't say, okay, I'm in the driver's seat pushing something that isn't happening. I just said it is in divine will, and when it is, he'll let me know, or he, she, you know, it. And last night, Sunday night, I was in bed about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just said, you know, I'm throwing my hands up. It's your will, God. You show me where you want me to be. Show me how to create. I want to create your way. And I'll hoot it on my roof.
Now, we want to point something out here. What you were letting go of was not really your will. You still want to move. You still want to create something. But you weren't letting go of your will. What you were letting go of was your logic.
The process. Yeah.
Yes, the old logical process. You were letting it go, and you were opening to a greater possibility. And we want you to point out that this divine order, divine will that you are opening to is really opening to the divine will within you.
Right. And
so you're not really talking to some God up there somewhere. You're talking, in a sense, to the greater you who knows how to work with other dimensions and lives in other dimensions all the time.
I guess what I would call it is more of an I and I, like I and then the greater I. I don't think I would fully embody just that me, to be honest. Or maybe I'm not ready for that. But I realize I'm a God creator, and you've taught me that just by your own words in your show, and I so appreciate you for that.
You're certainly welcome.
I do believe, like in an eye and eye, I just believe that there is, like, love, you know, that's even greater, more grown, more understanding, more compassionate, and I'm moving towards that. And if that
Absolutely.
Is me in a whole, oh, my gosh. But I really do believe it's probably something not outside myself, just something more to experience.
Exactly. And so we want you to realize that what you are surrendering to, in a sense, is to your divine self. All right? And that opens tremendous amounts of magic. Why? Because your divine self is not limited by three dimensions.
Okay.
Your divine self accesses not just the fourth and fifth dimension, but there's many, many dimensions beyond that. Many, 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 many.
Because dimensions are thought forms, and thought forms are creating...
Well, they're different frequency levels.
Right.
Right? And there are certain aspects that are in there. And one of these dimensions, actually, that they're accessing is magic itself.
Wow.
So, because magic is its own dimension, right? Now, most people don't think of these kinds of things. However, what we're wanting to point out is that when you open to the magic, you allow a greater you to drop stuff in for you, because you're identifying, as we said, with a future rather than with a past. As you identify with your greater self, you're identifying with your future. You see?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and your greater self, who can manifest into three dimension, can do a much better job of it than you can. That self that you will become, the future you will become, that self in the future, in the physical body as well, has greater capacities of creation than you can imagine right now. Just yeah. as the level of your functioning right now and your imagination right now is so much greater than it was 6 months ago.
You see? So let's talk about, like, if I get a hit to go study with someone or to go learn a new technique, which is really we're just kind of paying someone to remind us these techniques. If I get a feeling and I sit with that and that feeling feels, I don't know, heartfelt, or I go up the 50 and I get more direction, this is the type of way you go forward?
Yeah, it's giving you magical messages.
Right? Okay.
Okay, so if it says, okay, go study with this person, all right? And so then you check up on that person, and they, by golly, this weekend or next weekend, they're offering a workshop. And then it's like, oh, okay. Then you feel it, because you always need to verify it. Okay?
Okay, always need to verify.
You always need to verify it, because until you're really confident in your interpretation of the images,
okay,
you need to run the energies through your body and through your emotional body.
Okay.
Just kind of sit with it, hold it in your heart, and just feel it. And at some point, you'll get this kind of gut-level knowing.
Okay.
Go for it or not, you know. You get a sense of it, that it feels right. Now, if you let yourself go into logic, you'll screw it up. Because
I know.
The logic
That's
one
what I was
will
thinking.
Go into doubt, and is this right, and is this true and correct, and blah, blah, blah. And we'll try to go and figure things out with logic, and, of course, then you sabotage
right.
your verification process. And then you have to clear that out and get back to the verification, you see.
Okay.
Verification means it's always helpful to have like a response that seems to for you within yourself to validate the image that you got, to see if it's actually applicable on the physical plane, or whether it's an idea. Okay, well, instead of going to that person's workshop, I'm just going to read the article that person wrote in the latest magazine,
right?
Or I'm going to go to the website of that person, and in the website of the person, I'll see this book that the person wrote, and I'll read the book. Or this person studied with such and such, and is promoting the method that this other teacher is promoting. They have a book. Let me read that.
Right.
Or whatever it is. So let yourself just kind of explore what messages you're given until you feel a real sense of draw. There'll be a sense of pulling towards it, a sense of movement within you that's urging you, not through logic saying, oh, you should, but saying, oh, this feels right. When I think of this, I feel an opening. I feel a freeing in my light self. I feel, you know, more empowered. I feel excited. You know, then you have your verification.
Ah.
You see?
Okay, because what you're really saying is, it's like, for me, I would use nature as a, you know, symbolic message, but since I need to feel, and you pointed that out, that's my goal, is to really get in that emotional body and feel it.
Right, you feel it. Now, the emotional body and the physical body will connect so that you will get, and this is what people get, that sensing of knowing, the inner knowing. They just kind of get it in their body. And after you get it, often enough, you'll learn to trust it.
Okay.
And then when you're up there in fifth dimension and you get your images, they'll come right through and you'll feel the knowing right away. The verification will happen immediately.
Oh, I love it.
So you just get really clear about what it really means on the physical plane when you get that message, you see?
I do. This
All
is
right.
so exciting, and I thank you for hosting this topic, Glexus.
You're certainly welcome, dear one. Our pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, dear one. All right, we're opening up the station now. We're opening up the show. Excuse us, we're moving some energy, it seems like, here on this topic. Feel free to give us a call. There we go. A little water helps a lot. All right. So feel free to give us a call. As you can see, that learning how to maneuver in the unknown, learning how to maneuver in non-logical universe is something that all of you who listen have done naturally from the get-go. It's natural to you as a human. It's just that every one of you is trained to analyze, to create judgments, to create a sense of order in your thought processes, you see. And, you know, like Althea used the term goal, all right? So there's a goal, you know. Althea's like, okay, in steps to the goal, and we will achieve the goal, and we will accomplish the goal. And when you go into this totally free form, unknown, a goal actually becomes quite a limitation. All right. So we have another caller. Hello.
Hello, Glexus.
Yes.
This is Brian from Indiana. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Brian. What would you like to discuss today?
I would love it for you if you could give an explanation on how is it that you come through ginger.
Like, how do we do that?
Yes, like a
right,
process
well,
of how it's set
the
up.
The process of that? Let's see. All right. Well, we would say that basically what we do is that we align with her energy field, first of all.
Yes.
And they're a group of us, so we've learned how to work together and move our energies to one particular bank of resonance. And her resonance is in alignment with ours, and part of why we are attracted to working with her. So we will align our frequencies. Now, it would take a while, perhaps, for us to figure out how to describe this, but we do alignment of frequencies. And when she is open and receptive, then what she does is basically she steps out of the way.
Yes.
She has a process whereby she goes into a kind of a semi-meditation. It's the trance, and she just kind of steps back and kind of, like, sits back. And
yes.
And it opens this kind of channel, in a sense, connecting through into her chakras.
Ah,
right?
Okay.
Now, and so then, in a way, her perception is that a light beam comes down through her head, and in this light beam is a resonance. And
yes,
it's like
yes.
a frequency, it's like a music, it's like a sound. It's in a vibration form. But
yes.
what happens is that it stimulates and works through certain chemical and energetic processes of her brain-mind, and
yes.
boom, it comes right out through her voice. So it goes right into the part of the brain that leads right to speaking, and it kind of comes out, right?
Oh, I see. I see.
All right. So that's basically the process of channeling. And if you have if you are fortunate enough to have a channeling teacher, you know,
yeah.
nearby to give channeling classes, you can go to that and by about most people can get it in about three or four classes. Can figure out how to really allow this displacement process and to allow this frequency alignment process to happen.
Yes, one last thing, Glexus.
Mm-hmm.
The essence of you being in the multidimensional, being multidimensional, when, like you said, where you're at, there's no time. But for Ginger, so it doesn't matter what time of the day, she can just call you in a second. I mean, instant.
Anytime. Yes, anytime, and we're there.
So
we're
wherever
everywhere
you
all
are,
the time.
Yeah, so you're there all the time. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
We're everywhere all the time.
Ah.
And that's why we invite everyone to come and, you know, talk to us and call us at night before they go to sleep. And and we can work on them and that kind of thing. And we laugh, talk about how we sleep around, you know, because we can be everywhere. It's just we're not limited.
Especially in the dream time.
And especially in the dream time.
Yeah.
The reason why we're not as limited even in the dream time is because that's when your resistance is as humans. Just is gone.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
When you go to sleep, you just open up. You see,
so
it makes it very easy for us to work with you.
Yeah. So in the physical state, once we really focus and learning to allow the distractions to leave us, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's a lot easier. We're more in that receptive state. Yes.
Oh well, you know, you have been in a receptive state where you've picked up psychic awarenesses.
Yes.
Right? It's basically the same thing, except that there's a certain ego identity that steps aside.
Yes, yes, I understand.
So that you just, in a sense, you're not in yourself as the point of focus.
Yes.
You
well,
see?
The funny thing about me, Glex, is the way my mind is, it just seems like I'm always, my mind is like, or my spirit, I'm always thinking of higher things, you know what I mean? Like, angels, and constantly talking to them, going through like imagining. I mean, I'm always stretching the boundaries, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's just fascinating.
Yes, it is. The thing is that you want to balance that with more practice in the listening.
Yes, yes.
Because you're doing a really good job of stretching and reaching out and putting vibrations out there, and your projection energies are pretty good. But
yeah.
We can see that your reception is not clear.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay.
Right? Your reception is, it's kind of like hit or miss.
Hmm.
Sometimes it's absolutely the doors of receiving are huge and wide open, and you can get, you can get some big, big stuff. And then at other times, it's not there. It's all closed. You're focused at another door or something than the one that could be open for you. So it just takes a certain amount of you being able to hone inside yourself. But we would suggest that part of what that is that there's a part of your ego. Now, we're not saying that this is a toxic, basically negative ego. It's just an aspect of identification in your physical plane life.
Yeah.
But there's a part of your ego that you haven't learned how to displace quite yet, so that your receiving is not consistent.
Okay, something I need to work on. Yeah.
But we would recommend that you practice that a little bit more. And just kind of free fall, let go of control, and just kind of sit there and see how quiet you can get your brain.
How empty can your brain be?
You know, you can make a request and then clear your mind, and you just sit there as relaxed as you can and just open and just displace yourself. Just trying to be present but not present. And when you get how that strange, it sounds like a two conflict. It is. It's a paradox of being present but not present. And as soon as you get that, bang, you'll be able to hone your channel of receiving.
I felt that one time, Glexus. I was sitting in a doctor's office waiting on a friend, and I tapped into the gentleman next to me. I'm sure I could feel his energy. But it's like I felt I could hear in my physical ears or through the mind's hearing or something, I could feel him say something. And I was so quiet and still. It was fascinating.
Right. And sometimes if you're really quiet and still,
yes.
You will hear someone speak to you, and it will be just their thoughts, and it will sound like they're spoken.
Yeah, it sounds like they're spoken, but so that is their thoughts that I'm tapping into.
Yeah, you can tap into their thoughts. And also, sometimes when you're particularly quiet, you'll have someone just call your name.
Yes, that's what
I
hear too.
Have you ever had that? Right.
Yes, many times.
Now, the ones that call your name, those are your spirit helpers.
I
and they're just letting you know you're lined up with them.
It's more
that
female,
gives you an indication
feminine.
What that state is. If you can go back to that state, you can return to that alignment.
Ah, okay.
But you recognize as soon as that happens, of course, you're bumped out of that state because it goes, huh, what? You know, but once you realize, well, you know, right before that, I was feeling very deeply relaxed and very quiet, but it was like my attention was this color and I was at this frequency and I was at this kind of place. I was floating there. And if you can kind of aim for there, you can get back into that alignment at some point.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, dear one. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
All right.
Farewell. All right. And so as we open it up, anyone else who would like to give us a call, we have time for another conversation. And we do suggest to any of you who listen to feel free to call us in at night. We'll be happy to work with you in whatever area you would like to have work done in. We suggest that you imagine stars in the sky above you, and you're relaxed there, lying in your bed with the light off, ready to fall asleep, and you say Galexis mentally, and looking at the stars, you will see that some of the stars will move from their position and come to a point and become very bright, like a one single star, and that star will send a beam of light down to you, and by the time the light beam comes to you, dear one, it will be like a column of light surrounding you, and just let yourself be held in the light, and give us something you would like us to do to take some stress off of you, to do healing, to help you in your manifestations, and that kind of thing. And just we can come in any color, and then you just go on to sleep, and just let us work with you. All right, so that in the morning when you wake up, you'll feel lighter, freer, and more empowered. We'll be very happy to do that. And we have another caller. Hello.
Hi, Alexis. This is an old friend of yours.
Yes.
And I do want to talk to you tonight, and I'm very brave to talk to you tonight because I'm going through some emotionally hard times. And my question
All right.
is, in my younger years when I had worked with you many years ago, I was a lot more daunting, and I had gone through tremendous amounts of multi-dimensional shifts where...
Yes, you have.
Now, during today and during this last couple of days, I had some very difficult time keeping coherent. And I'm not using my name because there's obvious reasons, but I had to go down to see my doctor, who was very supportive in what he can do, and he gave me some drugs to dampen down my emotional state, my physical state. I wasn't really able to function. I have high sensitivities to people these days.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is, last night I tried to do something different. I have been working with my team, and I love my team.
Good.
But something asked me to work with God, which is such a long time since I've asked to work with God. And I did see a strobe of white light, and I did see energy move. But I was quite shaken up, and in this morning, I had to go to jury duty. I just went to my doctor's, and I was falling apart in his office. And I realized that during this time of my life, I'm 50, I don't have the recuperation skills. And you can say that's just martyrdom, but it's not true. I do have a lot tougher time being around people. I'm in New York City,
mm-hmm.
and keeping coherent. And I don't really enjoy people, and I don't want to say this. It's hard for me to be around people. Now that I'm on that medication, I can walk around the subway fine. People walk by me, I walk by them. No feeling whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had this feeling for a long time now.
Yes. Well, now what's happening, though, is that you are growing and you're expanding. And when you expand, what's going on here is that your ego boundaries are dissolving more and more. It's part of your spiritual journey. But we can understand the discomfort and difficulty it gives to you because you become far more empathic In other words, if someone else is going around with any kind, you know, any person you pass in the subway, for example, has their own garbage. They have their own emotional debris. They have their issues. They have their worries, their thoughts. They have what, who they love, and they have who they hate. They, you know, they've got the whole gamut of stuff. All right? And you're picking up more and more of the frequencies that are out there. You see? And it's not that you are less able to recuperate from it. It's because you're perceiving more. You know, just volume-wise, you're perceiving more. Now, what it's doing, it's part of your spiritual journey. It is a challenge for you to recognize that if you will look at your past history over the years, the challenges that you get are generally very emotionally intense, right?
Yes.
You know, when you get these challenges, but the challenges to pull you together, the challenges for you to become more focused in who you are, to claim and own more of who you are, to be stronger, to, you know, to hold your resonance with more power, right? That's always, in a sense, that's always been the challenge, the push, because your identity has been going through a lot of changes through many lifetimes, and in this particular lifetime, it has a certain unusual fluidity or flexibility. So your identity in this particular lifetime is related to a lot of workings in the magical realm. And so as a result, as you're opening up to more and more and more, you're opening up to more and more of the magic, you're also opening up more and more of the clutter, the psychic clutter that's in the consensus reality. And of course, if anybody's going to get a challenge from consensus clutter, probably about the best place to be on the planet would be in downtown New York City. Because you've got more clutter, more concentrated there than probably almost anywhere else. So, dear one, what we're saying here is this, is that the challenge that's happening now is a challenge for you to find boundaries of your identity. And as we mentioned earlier, if you listen to our little message at the beginning, we talked about identifying with the future. And we would recommend for you, dear one, you specifically, that with all this expansion going on in your psychic energy field, in your force field, you know, you can't help it. You are a very huge light being. And you've been trying to keep it, you know, manageable and under control for a long time, and it just doesn't seem to, you know, work all that well in a traditional kind of sense. But what we're saying here is that to do some meditations with your future self, and the future self that you connect with, because you have many different ones, we would recommend for you specifically to go visit, just say about 2 years in the future, that you go visit the future you, who knows who he is, who has confidence about it, and who holds his resonance strongly, who's like a pillar of light in his knowing, and just strong and holding his identity as that light being that he is, and just really comfortable with that, really easy with that, and just hang out with him and feel his safety, feel the level of comfort he's got. You see, because when you feel too much of people's garbage and you have stuff unresolved in yourself, then this garbage is going to kind of prickle on in your energy field. It's going to stick to you. It's going to be like goo. And it's going to be oppressive. It's going to be scary. It's going to be heavy. It's going to be toxic to you. Okay, but that's because some of it's resonating with the unresolved piece of you as far as who you are and how to deal with your own inner darkness as well as your own inner light. So if you visit your future self, the one who has this resolved, okay, and just hang out with him, watch him do this technique. This is a technique we recommend to people, but you have to be in a really, really clear space to where you have to be centered in yourself and claiming and owning the light being, the powerful reality creator that you indeed are. So you're coming from that really centered place. and without any judgment of yourself or of other people, okay? No judgment. Because if you have any judgment left in you, this attracts all sorts of garbage to stick to your energy field. You understand? So go to the future self who has no judgments, all right? You understand what we're saying?
Yes.
All right. And as you sit with him, or as you be with him, take a trip with him and go on the subway with him and watch him. And all the people that pass by, you can see that he could perceive exactly, he could probably give any person on the subway or any person walking down the street, he could probably give them a reading of themselves. He would know exactly what's going on with them. However, and you could do this very easily, you're very close to that, but he could do a whole reading of them. But if there's someone negative, someone hostile, someone with lots of garbage and lots of crappy stuff, something that would just kind of exhaust you, watch what he does with that person. He will take the energy of that person. He will reach out. He'll grab the energy of that person. He'll pull that psychic energy to himself rather than pushing it away. He'll pull it to himself, through himself, and on out. In other words, he will receive that energy, but since he has no judgment and because he knows who he is, none of it sticks. And he will turn to you and he will demonstrate. He will say, see, all this energy is safe. All these frequencies are safe. I'm like a screen door because nothing sticks to me. It's like a breeze going through a screen door. The breeze doesn't stick to the door. Why? Because I know who I am. I'm holding my resonance. And I don't have judgment at anyone. You understand?
I understand. This being you're talking about is basically an ascended master to able to transcend.
Well, that may be your perception now, but we want to point out that you're not that far from that being. Okay? And you can, if you would like to, in a sense, claim that your own ascended mastership for yourself, in a way, yes. The ascension is here. There are a lot of people on this planet who could step into ascension fairly quickly. However, they are still have two issues to resolve. Okay? One is their identity as the conscious and empowered reality creator and co-creator. And we'd say that you're not quite there in claiming that. You could claim that every day and keep pulling it to you and keep owning it to you. And as we've said to many people, you can call up to our website. You can go to the website and read the message that's there every day just to remind yourself of who you are. Because there's a place where you just don't own your power. It's scary to you. It's in that place of your own inner darkness that you've not really accepted because there's fears in there, there's judgments in there, there's a pit of stuff in there that's scary to you. You see? So your identity has this kind of unfinished business about it. And that's why you want to visit the future self who looks finished, who is really present, who is there. You understand?
Yes, I do.
He knows who he is. And secondly, he doesn't have any judgment. So the second part of this is not only to look at who you are and keep claiming who you are and take your power back from anywhere that you go. Take your power back from all those other people that are on the subway with you because by you being so hypersensitive to them, you're giving them your power. You're walking around this humongous being of light just throwing your power away to everybody. So take it back just consciously. My power, return to me. Power, return to me. Power, return to me. Okay? The second piece is no judgment. So stop judging yourself. You have some judgments on yourself you still haven't gotten rid of. And there's a lot of people out there on the subway and along the street or whatever. You're judging them. You understand?
Well, a lot of sad faces on the subway. Very sad
right.
faces.
They're sad faces. There can be a certain amount of compassion for them, and that compassion can be from a place of superiority, or it can be a place of being too aligned with them because you identify with their suffering. And you don't want to do either one of those, dear one. Okay? Because if you do that, you fall into the trap. If you have compassion to them from a superior place you're judging them. If you try to get it, if you're in alignment with them, that's when you're not acknowledging who you are as the light being and not being in your power. You're giving your power away to them and to their emotional body. So the point is for you to release all the limitations of judgment that you have on yourself. All the see, part of you can also look at people who are sad and you can feel really bad. Or you can in your mind even imagine why they're looking sad. You know why they're looking sad. You could read them if you wanted. You could read their life story if you open to it. But you resist them. You resist them. You push them away energetically. But when you do that, you, in a sense, you are giving even more power away. Because whatever you resist or whatever you try to resist, you're giving power to it, you're giving energy to it, and you're losing it. You're depleting yourself.
But wouldn't you, by reading their life stories at the same time, experience their life stories, wouldn't that also have a detrimental effect on you? That
you're not experiencing life stories. You can just read it like a book. You can just look and read them. And you can have a certain amount of compassion for them without being sucked into it or without being, you know, Mr. Super Detached. Think of it this way. Think of it as an intriguing experiment of understanding and reading what's going on in your reality and really being present with it. But you have to feel safe. You have to know who you are before you do that. So that's why we suggest these two things. Work on these two things, you see. If you do, if you stay with that kind of focus and you can be with your future self who knows how to do that, you will find yourself to start lifting in a way out of your darkness and get in touch with, yeah, there's parts inside you that are dark, and you need to love those parts inside of you. No judgment at yourself. No judgment whatsoever. Now, we did a workshop called Healing Your Relationship with Yourself. And if you want to really go into depth with that and do that healing, we would highly recommend that you purchase that workshop. All right?
You know what I love about you? You give me hope. You're one of the channelers, and I listen to a few. You give me hope. You see myself in 2 years from now, and you give me a lot of hope.
Dear one, you don't have a clue how bright you are. When you get caught in this turmoil, you just look at the darkness. But the whole planet is in the chaos. The planet needs you and others bright like you to emerge out of this chaos. As you emerge, you'll be the template creator for the whole reality that's to come. That's why you're here, dear one. So there's not just hope, but a lot of it, okay? So we must, unfortunately, go. Our time is up. We've so much appreciated speaking with you. Thank you, dear one, for calling. And it is wonderful to speak with you again.
Thank you so much. And you give so much love to a time when we all need it. And I'm very glad you're on the airwaves.
You're very welcome, dear one. Yes, we do love you. And we do invite you to call us at night and let us work with you. And to anyone listening, we also invite you, call us. Let us work with you. It's time to get through the chaos. All right, dear one, farewell. And to all of you, farewell. It has been our pleasure. And until next time, walk your path of power in love and light. Farewell.